We're good? Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This shiur from Maseches Sukkah is sponsored by Yitz Weiss. Branch out in a new direction next tax season. And the breakfast is sponsored by Bagel Munch, Lili Nishmas Fega, Bas Chaim, and Shimon Ben Zev. Chaim, he actually called me on Friday because somebody from the shul did something very impressive and he wanted to tell me. Well, so, such a good guy. All right. Very good, everyone. We're good? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, here we find ourselves on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We are commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Ein Ogden Esalula Vela Bimino, Deber Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Omer Afilu Bechud Meshicha. This is a discussion. What can we use to be Me'aged the Lulav? Do we have to use something that's of the min of the lulav? Could we use something that is of like an external substance? And then Amar Rabbi Meir, Maisa Anshe Yerushalayim, that they used to tie it up with strings of gold. So Amar Lo B'Miminu Hayu Ogdim Also Milamata. So maybe that was only on the top and not on the bottom. So this is a discussion in the Mishnah. The Gemara went on to discuss the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And we are about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the top. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, not necessarily explicitly, specifically related to Lulav, but Sukkah as well. Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, is it true, says the Gemara, reacting with shock, that Rabbi Yehuda said, Arbas minim in midi achrina lo, that we can only use for schach, that was we were in the middle of discussing, we can only use for schach arba minim and nothing else, that there's some sort of connection here between what's supposed to be used to cover the sukkah and what's used for arba minim. Vatanya, sochacha b'nissarim shel erez. We have a brisa that says we could use erez in order to, we could use erez on many levels. So sochachim b'nissarim shel erez sheyesh b'en dalet fachim. You could create schach, can you use boards, nesarim are boards of cedar, it's like wooden boards, so if they have, if the boards are four tfachim wide, divrei akol psula, so that is not permitted. Why is that not permitted? As we've discussed earlier, there's a gzeras tikra on a sukkah. You can't make the you might think you could use things that are gidulo mina aretz for a sukkah. You could use things that grow from the ground. Wood grows from the ground. So just use, just put plywood across the plywood, across your sukkah, or put wooden boards across your sukkah. You have a very nice, solid roof, and it won't leak, and you know, everything will be great. So we have a gzeira that you're not allowed to do that, because if you use boards that are used too much in construction, then you're going to end up using the roof of the house, and you won't end up having a kosher sukkah at all. So the parameters of this gzeira are discussed throughout the Masechta, and therefore, this brisa says, so you want to use boards, they're made of cedar, and they're four tefachim wide. So David will tell you, not all wooden boards are used in construction. Probably all wooden boards are used in construction of the house that I bought. But for a solid, good house, you know, you usually use boards that are of more solid construction. So solid construction, so four tefachim, that's possible. So, ein bahem dalet tefachim, what if they're less than four tefachim? So we have machlokas, Reb Meir posel, Reb Meir still doesn't like it. Rabbi Yehuda machshir, Rabbi Yehuda is machshir. And even Rabbi Meir, this is a parenthetical comment unrelated to why we're raising this price, but even Rabbi Meir says, she'im yesh ben neser le'neser kemola neser shamaniach psal b'neihem v'ksheira. Even if you're using these wooden boards, but you have, like for example, in our sukkah, so the sukkah is very long, so we have some of these boards that go across the sukkah so that we could rest schach on them. So as long as in between each of these boards there's psal, doesn't mean pasul schach, it means kosher psach, means psal is in terms of vegetation, right? So if you put in between these boards kosher schach, so then you could go ahead and vikshar, and you could use them. But What did the Gemara prove from this Braisa? Here we have Rabbi Yehuda, who's only posseling these, the only time Erez is possel is if he's four tvachim. But if he's less than four tvachim, he's good to go. Well, Erez, cedar, is not something that's used in the context of Dalet Minim. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda does not restrict the schach of a sukkah to things that are used for Dalet Minim. So the Gemara answers, my Erez. The Gemara says, what's really called Erez? Hadas, right? This is getting better and better,
yeah.
Right? This should be on your bencher. I don't know if you're, you know, like, right? So what's called Erez? Erez is called Hadas. Erez could be referring to the actual plant of Hadasim. Kid Rabba Bar Ravuna is Rabba Bar Ravuna. The Amar Rabba Bar Ravuna, Amri Bei Rav. Asarim Minei Arazim Heim. There are 10 different types of Arazim. Shenemar Etein B'Midbar Erez. I will put in the Midbar Erez. Cedar or Erez. Sheet of a Hadas, and one of the things on the list is Hadas. You see, the Rabbi Yehuda does maintain this position, despite his comment that we could use and it sounds like we can use an item that's kosher l'schach. What item could we use a kosher l'schach? That Rabbi Yehuda may in fact maintain this position. Rabbi Meir Omer afilu b'mishicha. So Rabbi Meir, now we're going back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir was of the position that what could you use to hold this lulav together? What could you use? You have to use something that's only from the min of the lulav, or could you use something else as well? So Tanya Amar Rabbi Meir. Maisa biyakire Yerushalayim. We had a maisa with the holy ones of Yerushalayim. Shayu ognenes lulaveim bigimonios shalzav, that they would. I haven't ever seen this. Right, this would be a fun thing to introduce. Right, into aisle one. Right, golden lulav rings. Right, they would wrap the lulavs in gold. So amrulo. So that, doesn't that sound like Amr Meir Maisa Yerushalayim? Doesn't that sound like you could use something that's not from the min of lulav in order to hold it together? So the Gemara says, Amru lo, the Chachamim said to him, Misham Raya. You think that's a Raya? Bimino hayu ogdimoso milamata. You got it wrong. It's not that the whole lulav was golden and wrapped with gold. The bottom of the lulav was wrapped with mimino, right? That's what we have. We don't hold the lulav directly, right? We hold it maybe a little bit directly, which we'll get to. But we have these containers that hold together the adasim and arabos.
Chinese fingers.
So the Chinese fingers, is that what they're called? Okay. So those things are made from lulavim. Those things are made from lulavim. And if you've ever been zoicha to leave them in the wrong place in your house, you could see mold can grow on these things. They're alive. They're not alive, but they're so agudim osa milmata. So they used to, even though they used to put the gold and adorn the lulav on the top, at the bottom where you would hold the lulav, there they would only use things that are mimino. So Amar Lahu Rabalan Umagdile Hoshana Devereish Galusa. When we were putting together the Hoshanos, Hoshana in the Gemara refers to the Dalet Minim together. So when we were putting together the Hoshanos of the Reish Galusa, Kikadulosa Hoshana Devereish Galusa, Shairi Re Beis Yad. We would leave a little piece at the bottom, a Beis Yad, a place to be able to grab hold of the Lulav, Kihechdul Savi Chatzitza. So that there would be no chatzitza, there would be no interruption, there would be no disruption between the hand and the lulav. It says, "Belokachta," you have to take the lulav. Kichatami, you have to hold it with your hand. So we didn't want there to be anything interrupting the hand to hold the lulav. So we would leave this base yad, this area at the bottom. Rava Omar, so Rava says, no. You don't have to worry about leaving a piece at the bottom because kol lahanoso eino chotzeitz. Anytime something is put for the purpose of being decorative to the lulav itself, it's eino chotzeitz. It's eino chotzeitz. Now, the Rishonim already discussed. We know we have machlokas if lulav tzarech eged or eino tzarech eged b'diavad, right? That does lulav require the din of gathering or not require the din of gathering minat Torah, like fundamentally? So we paskin ein sarach eged minat Torah that b'diav, even though we want to take them together, they don't require it. So the Gemara assumes that if they did require it to be taken together, then having the having pieces of the minim disrupt other pieces of the minim is not a problem of disruption because they're all part of one thing. If Enot Sarach Eged, then once you have disruptors, then it creates more of a problem. So Enochotis, but Amar Rabba, Lo Linkot Inish Oshana Besudra, you shouldn't take the lulav with a sudar, with some sort of cloth, right? Let's say whatever, you're a little listiness on holding this branch, right? Or you want to use a sudar? Person shouldn't do that. To be ina lekicha tama veleka, because you need lekicha tama and you don't have lekicha tama. Rabba amar lekicha al yidei davar acher shmei lekicha, and Rabba says no, lekicha through something else is called lekicha. Meaning, when you have something that's interrupting the holding of the lulav, but it's not part of the grabbing of the lulav itself, you're just wrapping the lulav in something or something like that. So then that's a problem. But if you're using the item to grab hold of the lulav, then it's less of a problem. And the Gemara is going to clarify this. And this is the din in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafresh Nun Aleph that Yitol ha'aguda biyado, that you have to grab the lulav with your hands. The Shulchan Aruch writes. The Shulchan Aruch writes, but if you're using something that is mafsik, then it's not a problem, unless you start to use, like you put the lulav in a kli, you know, you're not using it to grab it, but let's say, I don't want to touch the lulav and esrog, so I take the whole lulav and esrog and I put it in my bag, in my lulav bag, and I grab it like that. So that's not grabbing the lulav with an item, that is going ahead and putting the lulav in an item and holding up the item. So that's a problem. But grabbing the lulav with something else is not a problem. V'rava amar lekicha yidei davar acher shmei lekicha. Lekicha through something else, that's called lekicha. So amar rava mino amin alad lekicha yidei davar acher shmei lekicha. How do I know that grabbing hold of something through something else is still considered grabbing hold of it? Ditznan, we learned in a Mishnah. Mishnah having nothing to do with sukkah, but having to do with the halachas of para aduma. And we know that in order to be mitar someone who's become tamei meis, you have to sprinkle on them the waters of the para aduma, right? Mixed with the ashes of the para aduma with the water. And you have to use an ezov, a hyssop, in order to sprinkle it on them. So, ezov kotzar. So let's say you have a big container of para aduma water, para aduma ash water, right? And it's very deep. And the Azov that you have is very short, and you don't want the guy to go too far in, you want to fall in, so you need to get the Azov down far enough to pick up some of the water so that you could pull the water out of the vat and sprinkle it on the person to make them tar. So the Mishnah says, Azov kotzer misafko bechut v'chosh betovel lumala. You could tie like a string onto it or something, an extender, and then dip the, and use that to have the Azov reach the water, and then sprinkle the tov of the oches, the ezov umazeh. Then what you do is you take it out, then you take the extender off, and then you put your hand on the ezov itself, and with that you sprinkle the person and you make them tar. So the Gemara says, Amai. It says, velokach v'toval. You have to take the ezov and you have to be toval it directly. So who told you that you're allowed to build an extender? I don't know how to deal with this, but who told you that this is a reasonable way to deal with it? Amar Achmana, el alav shmamino lekicha yidei davar acher shmei lekicha. So what do you see? You see that when there is a requirement of lokach, and in order to be lokach, you used something to get to something else, that's still considered an act of lekicha. So the Gemara says, mimai, how do you know that? Dilma shani hosam, maybe the precedent that you just cited, apara aduma, to establish the notion that extenders, as long as it's the purpose is to grab something else, is still considered grabbing. Maybe Hossam came into Chavre Kigufe Dami. There it's different. You attached it. It's a Chavre, it's a friend. You attached it to the thing. You attached it to the thing, so that's Lekicha, because it's like Nisbatel to it. It's attached to it. It's there. It's part of it. So, therefore, maybe the only time we say that lekicha yidei davar acher is okay is when it's attached to the thing. But the case of the sudar, it's not attached to the lulav. It's not attached to your hand. It's a handkerchief. It's a something. You don't want to pick up the lulav on your own. So you're going to You're going to use something else to pick it up. So maybe in that scenario, that would not be considered lekicha tama. That would not be considered holding the lulav. So ela mehacha, the Gemara says, oh, we'll get it from somewhere else related to paraduma. Nafo mishvo feres l'shokes pasul. So going back to our paraduma, the step before the sprinkling. Step before the sprinkling is we have to get the ashes of the paraduma into the water itself. So they would keep this substance in this kli eben, Rashi says, in this stone container. And they would do this in order to go ahead and prevent anything from becoming tameh. They would use things that are not makabel tuma. So what happens? So let's say nafa mishvaferes l'shokas. So let's say the ashes fell into the vat in order to make the paraduma water, and they fell in on their own. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, pasul. That doesn't work to create paraduma water, because the pasuk says binasan. You have to put it in. You have to put it in. So the Gemara says ayipilo. But if you with kavana spill it into it, kosher. Then it's kosher. So amai. Why is that the case? V'locho v'nasan ar amarachmana. How are you spilling it in from another container? You should have to take the ashes with your hand. It says v'lokach, not v'lokach. You should spill it in. V'lokach, you should take it with your hand. Take the ashes v'notzan and put them in the water to make the paraduma water. So v'lokach, you should take the ashes with your hand. So how is it possible that you're able to just spill it in? So says the Gemara. So lekicha. So elalav shma mina lekicha yide davaracher shme lekicha. You see that lekicha through something else is called lekicha. That's called lekicha. Yeah, that's called lekicha. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah discusses some interesting cases. So the Mishnah Berurah is mechalik. So he says, you know, a person should have a real lekicha. A person should hold on to the lulav and esrog. So he discusses, well, what if, what about a glove? He says a karach sudar. So the Shulchan Aruch already writes, im asa beis yad v'nasa ba'alula v'natlo shapir damid l'kicha yide devaracher shmei l'kicha. That's how we paskin. But ubavad she derech kovid has to be that the item that you're using in order to lift the lulav, it creates more kovid for the lulav. Aval im eno derech kovid kir shenasa na'alula b'kli v'natlo lo yatsa. You put the lulav in a little kli, or you put the lulav maybe in the plastic, and you pick it up like that, so that's not derech kovid. Derech kavod means, for whatever reason, I'm not going to touch the lulav, so I use a sudar or something, bekavodik, or an ornamental piece, something like that. V'im karach alav sudar v'not lo, oh, shekarach sudar al yada v'not lo, yeshomim de lo yatsa. So then he quotes, he says, some say, though, that if you wrap a sudar around your hand, or you wrap the sudar around the lulav, that is a chatzitza, and you're not yotze. And the Ramah says, v'nagu lahachmir, and he quotes a Chumrah, that I think most people do not do today, lahasir atfilin from the Maharil, v'tabos miyadam, to remove the tfilin that's wrapped around the hand and rings that are wrapped around the hand so that you could grab the lulav with your hand itself. About midina ein lochosh, mikra din, we don't worry about this, ho v'ein kol hayad mechusabahen. Since, let's be honest, the tfilin don't cover your entire hand. Lekicha doesn't mean that the totality of the hand has to be holding the lulav. It means some part of the lulav needs to be held by the hand itself. So you wrap the tefillin around the hand, but there's still plenty of areas of the hand that are megula, that are revealed. You grab hold of the lulav, and that's fine. There's a little ring on your finger. That's fine. This is not like washing your hands, let's say, for hamotzi, where we need water to hit every part of the hand. This is, we have a din lekicha, and lekicha has to be directly with the hand. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'hu adin im lavash bate yadayim al yadav. He says the same would be true if, let's say, you were wearing a glove. This came up during COVID, right? Could you wear a glove and grab? Or let's say you're somewhere, it's very cold, and you're davening sukkahs. You're outside, it's cold, whatever. Up in Alaska, umashi kasa mechaber din zevel loshin yesharim shum das aran desvir le diyatsa debata legabe ayad. So he says the reason why that the Shulchan Aruch writes this as a yeshomrim is because there is the shita of the ran that it is yotzei, that it's bottled to your animal. Krach sudar al alulav degamal dasaran lo yatzal v'kichatam avakerim lo yachsav yitlena below bracha. So he says that it could be that maybe a glove would be a little bit different because, you know, a glove is not, it doesn't become an external item. It's sort of bottled to your hand. Again, that wouldn't help you for washing, but it might help you for what's called lekicha. You know, if I were to say to you, you know, if you were holding a book in your hand, and I said, here, hold this. So you would imagine that you'd put the book down and take hold of it. To try to hold the book and the thing in your hand at the same time, already, if I looked at somebody doing that, I'd say, he's not really holding it. He's not really holding it properly. But if someone is wearing a glove, and you say to them, here, hold this cup of coffee, nobody's being like, oh, I don't know if that's holding. He's holding both a glove and a cup of coffee. No one's going to say that.
How is he holding?
Where is he holding? Exactly. You know, so no one's going to say that. So already there, there's a discussion, obviously, but, you know, really that the din is that we try to not have things that are separating.
Is that Philip, based on intention? Like, if you're wearing a glove because it's cold,
your intention
is for warmth. But if you're wrapping it in a cloth so that you don't touch it.
Right. Maybe that would be different. Yeah, maybe that would be different. Yeah, because I think the umdana is that the glove is just, it's bottled to the hand in that situation. So that you don't touch it. One of the shilas that's discussed by Chatzitza is what if a person's in a cast on Sukkos? Can they make a bracha on Dalid Minim? Can they make a bracha on Dalid Minim? So that's a little bit of machlokas. So the poskim write that if there's part of the hand that's revealed in the cast, so, you know, I think some poskim say you have to remove the cast or that section of the cast for Sukkos if you want to make a bracha on, Shlomo Zalman writes that no, once a person's wearing a cast, because again, the purpose of the cast is to heal the hand, they do everything with this cast, so now it becomes bottled to the hand. Again, for tevila, that wouldn't be the same din, right? We wouldn't send a woman to mikvah with a cast, you know, covering her arm. But that's a discussion also. Can you keep, you know, what do you do if it's sukkahs, and God forbid a person is in such a situation? Good. So, Vera Rava Omar. So, I'm sorry. So, Belsha. What was Kicha? The Omar Rava. Lo Lodutz Inish Lulava Belshana. Person shouldn't just like stab their lulav into the Dalid Minim. The Dilma Natrate Arfi Ba'Abi Chatzitza. Because what we're worried about is what you'll end up doing, you know, is let's say some of the leaves that are on the hadasim and the aravos, if you do it too harshly, they'll fall off, and then they will be in between the lulav and the dalin minim. The Rabba Amar, so, and what's the problem with that? Since lulav ain't sarach again, so now, you know, now you have something that's detached from the mitzvah of lulav, that's separating the various items. The Rabba Amar min bimino ain't a chotzeitz. Rabba says, nah, we don't worry about this at all, because min bimino ain't a chotzeitz, since that which came off is the same category of that which it came. That's not called a chatzitza. But Amar Rabba lo ligos inish lulava boshana. Person should, so let's say your lulav is too tall, so you want to cut it a little bit at the bottom. So what happens when you cut it at the bottom? He says, be careful not to do that because you cut it at the bottom. Boshana mishtaire otsa v'havi chatzitza. That some of the actual leaves, when you cut it, the ones that are short enough that they were cut off by cutting it at the bottom over there, they'll break off, but they're still being held together in the full Dalid Minim, and now they're being chotzeitz from the Dalid Minim and the lulav. They're not serving any purpose. So V'Rava Amar, Rava says, no, min b'mino ain't a chotzeitz. Min b'mino, since as long as it's all from the lulav, it's not chotzeitz. For Amar Rava, Hadas, so ain't a chotzeitz. That's not a problem of chatzitza, right? That's why we have these things that hold together our dalid minim. It's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. What happens if a person needs one of these pieces on yontif itself? Can you break off a piece of the lulav on yontif?
What would you need?
Whoa! Why would you? Let's say you don't have any rings, you don't have anything to tie them together.
You want to make a ring during
something, Yom Tov, right? Yeah, something. You have nothing. So you'd say, "What are you talking about? Tolesh? How could you do such a thing?" So the din on Shabbos is
Tolesh min atalush.
Tolesh min atalush. Exactly. So talush mina talush, if it's already separated. So that's a machlokas. So me'ikra din l'chachila, we try not to do that. We try not to do that. Most poskim say not to do that. But there's a discussion if maybe b'di'evit you have absolutely no other way to get your lulav dalaminim together. Someone just hands you hadasim aravus and a lulav, and you have no rings, no container, no nothing. So some of the poskim say maybe you do it with a shinui. You know, you break it off with your teeth. And so since it's tolish mina tolish, and you break it off with a shinui, so then and it's litzarech mitzvah. So then already there's anyantif. The Amar Rabba. Hadas shel mitzvah, a hadas of mitzvah, separate din. Aser lahariach bo, you shouldn't smell them. Esrog shel mitzvah, mutter lahariach bo. An esrog of mitzvah, you are allowed to smell. Why? My time. Hadas delarecha koi, ki akatsye mirecha akatsye. Hadasim that are really fundamentally used for scent, to smell them. So when you were makatze it, when you designated it for the use of a mitzvah, what did you designate it to be not used for? Not to be used for smelling. And so therefore, you shouldn't have, we're talking about anyantif, you shouldn't smell it. So, but esrog de la achila kai, esrogim are generally eaten. So kiko akze ma'achila akze. But when it comes to an esrog, so when I was makatze it for a mitzvah, I was makatzit for the mitzvah in order not to eat it. It shouldn't be eaten, but rather should be used for the mitzvah. So for some reason I want to smell it. It was never removed from my focus of attention and my experience over the course of a yantif for the purpose of smelling, so you could smell the esrog. The Amar Rabba, hadas b'mechubar, separate din. Nothing to do with sukkahs.
Is it chol moed or the whole entire...
Yantif, we're talking about Yantif. So the Gemara says, what about a hadas that's mechuber? Hadas that's attached to the ground. So mutter lahariach bo, that you can smell on Shabbos. Esrog b'mechuber, so we have the opposite in, aser lahariach bo. But an esrog that's attached to the ground, you're not allowed to smell on Shabbos. Why? My time, hadas lahariach kari, hadasim that are generally smelled, yisharis leilo aser l'migzei. If we let you smell it and it's on the tree, you have no reason to rip it off the tree. You want to wake up and smell the flowers. Wake up and smell the flowers. Enjoy yourself. But esrog de la achila kai, but an esrog that's grown specifically for eating, is sharislay, if we allow you to go ahead and smell it and it seems delicious to you, asila minze, you may come to break it off. So that's a takana de rabbanim. I'm a Rabba, lula. Okay, and finally the last statement of Rabba, lulav b'yamin the esrog b'smol. Lulav should be taken in the right hand, and the esrog in the left hand. My taima, what's the reason? What's the reason we take the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand? Says the Gemara, hani tlosa mitzvos v'hai chada mitzvah. Well, in one grouping, we have three mitzvos. We have lulav, hadasim, and aravos. And another grouping, we have one mitzvah. We have the esrog. Now, really, the Gemara is not being exactly precise in its formulation. In other words, these are all one mitzvah. These are all one mitzvah, but they're ma'akev each other. So they're all one mitzvah. But in terms of the experience of dalad minim, there's a greater concentration of substance associated with the lulav than there is associated with the esrog. And so therefore, the lulav and its accompanying hadasim and aravos go in the right hand, which is always the stronger hand, and the esrog, which has only one mitzvah, goes in the left hand, which is the weaker hand. So the Gemara says, v'aychadim is amar le rabbi yirmiler v'zreika, ma'a tam lo mevarchinon elal, the esrog b'smol, ma'a tam an itzlas mitzvah, v'aychadim mitzvah, amar le rabbi yirmiler v'zreika, my tam loma brachina and ela al natilas lulav. Why when we make the bracha we don't say al arba minim? We say al natilas lulav. Ho v'gavoa mikulon. The lulav is higher than all of them. It's the most noticeable one that gets the bracha. So the Gemara says, well, I have a solution. V'lag be esrog levarich. So raise the esrog. Simon says, make the left hand higher. Now make it on the esrog. So the Gemara says, amalei oh v'mino gavoa mikulon. No. It doesn't mean that in the dalad minim. It means in their natural habitat. the lulavim grow in trees that are much, much higher. So we're supposed to take the all of these things in one hand and the esrog in the left hand. So first of all, the Shulchan Aruch addresses, well, what happens if you have a lefty? What happens if you have a lefty? So the Shulchan Aruch actually quotes a machlokas, whether or not the Shulchan Aruch writes, Iter, a lefty, no telulav b'yamin kol adam, v'esrog b'smol kol adam. De basu yamin u'smol de alma azlinim, v'lo basu yamin u'smol d'day. That's the din of the Shulchan Aruch. Lefties should have the same lulav configuration as righties. That's the din. The Ramah writes, v'yashrom d'azlinim basu yamin d'day. That's the din of the Ramah. That's what I do. I put my lulav not in the right hand, the lulav in the left hand, and the esrog in the right. We flip it, right? Now the adasim and arabos still remain in the same configuration. So says the Ramah. So that's the din. V'chein nagu v'chein ikar. Then he says, if you switch it up by accident, v'sholit b'shtei adam, notar lulav b'yim v'esrog b'smol b'chol adam. Now, so you flip them. So the poskim, there are two interesting points. Number one, the poskim discuss, it sounds from the Gemara that you're really supposed to be doing this with two hands. So there's a brisker chumrah to not use, there's a brisker chumrah, certainly for the shliach tzibur, like for Oshanos, to not hold a sitter during dalad minim. That because now you're holding everything in one hand, and you hold everything in one hand, and you're holding the sitter in the other hand, so there is such a chumrah. Not everybody, you know, most people assume that as long as it's in the right configuration, that one's in the right hand and one's in the other hand, they take this gemara very seriously. It sounds like one should be in one hand, one should be in the other hand, and the two should be brought together. So that's why you have a shtender in front of you to hold the sitter, so that you don't have to do such a thing. And they even talk about that in the, I guess maybe before they had so many shtenders in the shul, that it would be someone's job during Oshanos to go ahead and hold the sitter in front of the chazan and walk backwards so that the chazan didn't have to peace. Now, L'chaira, this was before
the invention of those cords.
Yeah, before David Shear brought to the world Abaleinu L'tayva, the Mechadesh Chidushim, that we could Velcro it around our things. If the Brisker Rav only saw such a thing, Chadash Asim in Atayra, but nevertheless, he probably would have embraced it so that he could still hold the Chumrah of Oldian. That's what we gain by having those things. That we could continue to walk around, or whatever we call what we do over there, experience.
Traffic.
That we continue to walk around while holding them in separate things. It is interesting, there is a discussion in the poskim. So for lefties, at least for Ashkenazim, I don't know if Sephardim follow this Shulchan Aruch, that lefties do it regular, maybe.
No, I usually hold the lulav on my left, and the
are you a lefty? Right.
No, I don't know. I've never seen anybody hold it the other way around.
So the Shulchan Aruch writes that the lefties do it the same way. The lefties do it the same way. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that what do you call it? So left. So but the Ramah writes the lefties flip. So there are poskim that say that rabbis shouldn't do this because they're going to confuse everybody, which is true.
If the rabbi is a lefty.
If the rabbi is a lefty, or if the chazan is a lefty, the rabbi or the chazan is a lefty, anybody that's in public should stay it as is.
As
I never did that because I had my son there and I trust you all to know what you're doing. But it's an interesting aura that maybe in terms of being mechanech everybody, that everybody should know the right way to go.
It's interesting because the other point being that I guess there's no chashivut in terms of what is next to the etrog, what the etrog is, whether it's the aravot or the husband.
Correct.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Correct. Despite plenty of divrei Torah,
right,
that we want the esrog, it's like the seder. We want the chacham and the rasha, and despite all of that, not despite all of that. In addition to the richness of those speculative divrei Torah, which are reductive in their approach, we that is the din. All right, let's just go a little bit more in the Mishnah. When do we do the nanuim? When do we do the waving around? So behodu la'ashem. This is in the Mishnah. You know, it's interesting. One of the great parts of learning through Shas is you realize which things that, you know, some of the things we do, you think like, oh, that's probably a minig. That's probably, you know, like, so nanuim during Hallel is one of the most ancient things we do.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, the nanuim during Hallel has probably a good 1800 years on Kabbalah Shabbos. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you know, like if you were to ask someone, what's, you know, what's more of it? You know, you're talking about long before there was ever a sitter. You know, they're doing nanuim during Hallel on Sukkot. So, you know, this is a very, so this is not a game. You know, like on Sukkot going through the different nanuim. Oh, this way, that way, this way, that way. This is long before there was a Shmona Esrei written. You know, they were doing nanuim with the lulavim on Hallel. So there, if you go to Chassidim, Tishin, they go for hours. There are special nigunim for nanuim, and there are special and the rebbes. It's known to like the tremendous you know, kavanas, and so that's why it's important to know the right direction on how to do it, and you know, and to be mechanech accordingly. For hodu l'Hashem, we do it at the beginning and at the end. Uve'ana Hashem Oshiana Divrei Beis Hillel. And we do it at Ana Hashem Oshiana. Those are the words of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omrim Af BeAna Hashem Atzlichana. We also do it at Ana Hashem Atzlichana. I once heard. I was trying to remember it this morning, but I couldn't remember the exact details. A mahalach of why Ana Hashem Oshiana. You know, for some reason, when we're davening for salvation, that's when we're waving and acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, all over the place. For Hatzlacha, for, you know, the ability to be successful, so that already, that doesn't need, you know, that's all from the Rabbonu Shel. That's not on our turf at all. So, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Tzofa Hayisi, the Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, I was by Sukkot by Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, Shekola Amayimimimim, Slaveim, Ehim Lo Nanu, Elab Ana Hashem Oshiyana. Right? That everybody waved their love him, and they only did it by Ana Hashem Oshiyana. So the Gemara says, Nanua mi man dekar shmei. The Gemara says, where this sharp turn towards the liturgy here? What's going on? We've been hawking about how to construct your lulav. Why are we suddenly in Hallel and in, he's asking about the continuity of the Mishnais. Right? Why are we suddenly hawking about how to wave the nanuim and what we do during Hallel? So the Gemara says, no. Kolub shesh b'shal shetfachim g'day l'aneya b'kosher. Since we said the din that the minimum shear of a lulav is 3 tvachim, so that it's roi to be waved, kamar hechem menaniim. So therefore, now the Gemara wants to know, how do we know, you know, which way to wave? It's not awesome. We learned over there in the Mishnah. Shtei alechem, shtei kivsei atzeres, shtei alechem, and the two kvasim, the atzeres, ketzad hu osa, how did they fulfill that mitzvah? Maniach shtei alechem, they put the shtei alechem al gabe shnei kvasim on the top of that carbon. Maniach yado tachten, they put a hand underneath. And they waved it forward and backwards and up and down. Shenemar asher unaf asher huram. Amar Rabbi Yochanan molech umevi lemisha arba ruchos shelo. You wave it around based on the fact that all four directions of the winds ultimately emanate from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mala umorid to symbolize the fact that shamayim va'aretz shelo. That shamayim and aretz belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'marav and Eretz Yisrael. Masnu hachiyam v'recham v'aruk v'am Rav Yossi v'rachinina molech umevi k'dei latzor ruach ros. You go molech umevi to symbolize that we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop the bad winds. Malu morik k'dei latzor talim roim. We don't want dews that are, not shul dews, on the ground. That is not good for the for the growth of the various things. Okay, we'll stop here. Shkoyach.
Okay. Shkoyach.